Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
If you lack money and a job, you have big dreams of a border wall. Wanna keep your doctor and keep your gun? By God, vote Republican. If you lack the
welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. With us now is Dalton Glasscock, chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. So, Dalton, the primary is Tuesday. Traditionally, Election Day is a big day. This year, we've seen a ton of advanced voting. I know you guys have been tracking the numbers. The numbers are pretty good so far, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what we're seeing now is we actually don't just have election day and or election week. We have, you know, 2 weeks of the election. And so I wouldn't be surprised if 50% of the voters have voted prior to election day, which is nice to track. But it's also very unique. And so, you know, trying to get beyond that hurdle and try to figure out what that means for our candidates is something that, you know, we're still looking at.
Well, and I know candidates, I mean, having done this myself, you do that advanced ballot chase where you're tracking the who received them, and then you're calling them, and you know, you always get that creepy feeling. Hey, I know you had people ask, well, how did you know I asked for an advanced ballot? But it's public information. But the numbers are really up this year, more so than any year in the past, correct?
Yeah, day one, we had over seven times the advance ballot requests that we've had historically. And so it actually has offered candidates a good ability to be able to chase advance ballots. And really, we know when somebody is getting their ballot, and so it gives us the opportunity to target them specifically. You know, I was out all weekend door knocking at District 88 for Sandy Pickard. And every single day, you know, we knew who was going to get their ballots that day. So, you know, could have a conversation with them and make sure to have that they go out and vote.
I know there have been a number of particularly contentious primary races this cycle. Are you expecting any late night results? You think this is going to be an early evening? I mean, there's some that are probably too close to call. Are you hearing anything? It's so tough with these House races in particular on polling, but what are your thoughts on any of those?
You know, I really think it depends on, you know, what House race you're looking at. I think some races are going to be, you know, early calls, but I think some, you know, may go well into the night, or we may not even know for a couple days. Well, you know, one thing I'm worried about, and I would like to talk to your listeners as well, is if you've received an advance ballot, vote by advance ballot, because if you decide to go into the polling place that day, that vote is going to be cast provisionally. And if that's the case, that won't be counted for weeks later. And so if you've received an advance ballot, either vote advance, fill out that ballot and take it to the election office, but don't just go in and vote like normal if you've received the ballot.
So that's good to know. So if I requested an advance ballot and received it in the mail, I can't go in and expect to vote. It'll be provisional. I need to take that advance ballot with me.
Correct. Yes, correct. You need to be able – you can go and take the ballot to the location. You can drop it off. But if you want to be counted that night, you need to go turn in the actual advance ballot application. Otherwise, you have to fill out a provisional ballot day of.
Which does take additional counting. You know, Dalton, one of the things I think people don't realize, you know, the 4th District has – and I was pulling some of these numbers, but the 4th District has 103,169 registered Democrats – and 191,622 registered Republicans. Yet, you know, we know what happened in the last governor's race. After Tuesday's results are finalized and we move to the general, Republicans have got to make sure we unite after these primaries and focus on defeating the Democrats. That we've got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot on this deal.
No, and we know the Democrats are good at that. They're very good at getting behind their candidate. And we need to take, if we're going to follow any advice of the Democrats, it's to unite behind our candidate and make sure those people go and win in elections, because that's why they're able to be competitive in, you know, different districts in Kansas or even in the gubernatorial level, because they stick together. And us Republicans need to do a much better job. We are far better when we're better together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, case in point, look at the numbers just there in the 4th District. There's 90,000 differential, and yet how, you know, that governor's race should speak volumes. It wasn't all about Kobach. It was a lot about Republicans that didn't support the Republican candidate. We've got to stop doing. That's how we ended up with Laura Kelly and Brandon Whipple in elected office. We can't allow this to continue.
Well, we have to do two different things. We have to turn out our base, but we also have to convince independent voters that we have their interests in mind. We need to articulate conservatism and republicanism that can appeal to independent voters. And that's something that I think we have room for improvement on. And that's, you know, the second full thing is we need to get independents to vote for our Republican candidates as well.
You're right. You're right about that. Dalton, I'm sure you've got a lot of work ahead of you with your get out the vote efforts. I'm sure we'll talk again after the primary. We move into the general and start focusing on, you know, the big prize. But if folks want to volunteer, if they want to donate to the party, they can visit Sedgwick.gop, correct?
Correct. Sedgwick.gop. You can shoot us a message on Facebook. And I'm only going to do this once because this is right before Election Day. You never get your cell phone over the air. But they can call me at 316-648-5613. Again, that's 316-648-5613. That's my personal cell. You can reach out to me if you want to volunteer in these last couple of days. You know, we need all hands on deck for especially, you know, our write-in race out in District 88 with Sandy Pickert. And if you're wanting to volunteer these last couple of days, feel free to shoot me a message.
Wow, that's you're brave. I don't give my – I mean, I barely give out the 869-1330 number, brother. So keep up the good work, Dalton. Just keep pushing strong through Tuesday and let us know if we can help, okay, my friend?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on, and happy Election Day.
Thank you, brother. Folks, take a minute during the break. Download the Radio.com app and add our station to your favorites. This is the best way to stay informed on the latest election news and other alerts affecting our community. When we return, speaking of elections, we'll get a last-minute campaign update from former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.